Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. If you build it, they will come and you will go and everyone will be happier. Well, folks, an amazing thing has happened to me. I blinked my eyes, blinked again, a couple more times for good measure, and I suddenly find myself talking with people about their upcoming retirement. And my eyes may be deceiving me, but they sort of look my age. And sometimes they ask, very impolitely, I might add, when are you retiring? Now, you might ask, what's so amazing about that, Gramps? Because the fact is, I'm certainly old enough to be a grandfather. Well, you impertinent whippersnappers, before I blinked, I was someplace in my early 20s. Blink, blink, boing. Anyway, given this blinking problem I have, I was particularly interested reading that researchers have been looking into what makes older folks happy. And they used an unusual strategy. They asked them, what an idea. Well, over 1,000 people, 65 and up. Hey, what makes you feel good about your life? Well, all right, not quite that simple. But before I blink and I really am retired, here's what they found. Being mobile and socially engaged are key to a higher quality of life as we age. And a can-do and resourceful attitude to solve the problems that aging presents to staying mobile so we can stay connected with the other people in our life. And the researchers concluded that the best way to do this is to start when we're young. Invest early and often in building a social network and staying healthy, they said. Sure, now they tell me after I've been blinking up a storm. What if we haven't invested early and now and often? Well, you know the old saying, you'll never get any younger. Yep, start now because it's earlier now compared to later. We might start with a physical to see if we can head off any upcoming connection-limiting disability with a few relatively easy preventive steps now. And if we get the go-ahead, get a fitness routine going that includes some strength and balance training. Frailty and falls are a real bummer health and happiness-wise. The really good news, social connections not only make us happier, they make us live longer. So meet you out, moving about. My fellow Blinkies and Blinkies-to-be. I'm Dr. Rich, the Blinkster O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in. And check out the website for a link to a website with more info on aging well. Bye now.